I make fun of my mom, but she did the best with what she had. Man, don't scream for that. That just means she cheap as hell. It is. I know I ain't the only one. Y'all have some cheap moms? Clap if you have some cheap moms. Okay, I know I ain't the only one in here. Tammy and Todd, you guys are not clapping. Like, we have no idea what you're talking about, Negro. We have mutual funds. Telling you, SEC, that's probably because y'all grew up with all type of luxuries and stuff, right? For real. No, you say no, but I bet you your definition of a luxury is different from mine. Like, you guys probably had luxuries like milk. Right? You had milk in your cereal, right? Yeah, like what we have?
Water.
See, you probably had all them fancy cereals and stuff. Cereals with the famous characters on it. They had slogans and commercials and stuff. Shoot, my mom bought cereal with characters on it. Ain't nobody ever heard of. Just bootleg characters. Like, what are some of the cereal characters that y'all grew up with? Captain Crunch? Now me, I had Sergeant Soggy. Just old discharge from the army. Lost one arm in Vietnam, crunch berries falling all out of his pockets. What's some other ones? Tony the Tiger? Shoot, I had Tyrone the Tiger. And you know, Tony the Tiger was real enthusiastic about his job. He was happy to go to work at the Frosted Flakes commercial, right? He come out there and be like, they're great. Tyrone's like, they aight. Gurniger. Rather have me some grits. Real, just cheap for no reason, man. Mom bought me, and she would never like buy me toys that I wanted. It was always like the bootleg version of the toy. Because my mother used to travel far and wide for a bargain. Just shoot, this is no joke. We lived in San Diego, so my mother used to go all the way down to Mexico to buy my toys. Don't clap for that. For real, just, and man, I didn't find out till one day she bought me a CNC. Y'all remember the CNCs? In the 80s, that was the toy to have. It was educational. It was blue or red. I was so excited when she got home from Tijuana. Oh, I was, man. Shoot, I grabbed that thing, took it out the box, pulled the string. It starts spinning and it landed on a cow. That thing said, la vaca. La vaca, they said, moo, moo. I was going to the zoo confused as hell. Like, that ain't no cow. That's a labaca. DC moo, let's go. Yeah, I know, shut up. There was cows in the zoo in my neighborhood. It was a tough neighborhood, cows and pit bulls. It was tough. I make fun of my mom, but honestly, I wouldn't be standing on this stage tonight if it wasn't for the sacrifices that my mother made, so. She worked hard. She had me while she was still in school. Worked several jobs while raising me. And I know it was hard raising me too, because I was bad, y'all. I was a bad kid. Real bad shooting. Second grade, they diagnosed me with ADD. ADHD, shoot, huh? The high def version. Real, I was bad, y'all. I was just bad for no reason. Like, you guys were ever bad in school, and then your mom, like, threatened you to, like, I come up off my job and come up there and embarrass you in front of your kids. Don't make me come from my job and come up at that school. Shoot, my mom was so young, she used to come from her school to beat me. I got PE next period. Messing up both our educations. Principal come over there, send us both to detention. Your fault, mama. Quit bullshit, pass me a Lunchable.